You want to find out what we can do to change the tide economically in America? You just got some answers that you can believe in. That's change you can believe in, my friends. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of my book, Renewing the Soul of America, your gift of $15. We'll put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Become a partner with us, will you? And pray for this ministry and for our country.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. And those of you who know Lindsay know that he was the chaplain on the pipeline, of the Alaskan pipeline back in the mid-1970s, and while he was there, he got to know some of the people in key positions within the oil industry, and certainly one of those went on to become the key player in this whole world of financial system, what we call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And somebody about 3 years ago, Lindsay talked to this gentleman and got a good deal of information. It was certainly in the early part of 1980 when this gentleman told Lindsay that the price of oil, which was moving towards $200 a barrel, we all thought it was going to go there. It was moving up to $140 a barrel and just going up every day. And this gentleman told Lindsay the price was going to drop to $50 a barrel, that there was going to be an economic collapse, that the market was going to collapse. And it seemed pretty ridiculous there in late May or early June of the year 2008, but that's exactly what happened. Well, of course, Lindsay then had an opportunity to talk to, and we'll call this gentleman Mr. X, on several occasions since then. And now, of course, Mr. X is very seriously ill, and they've been talking recently, and Lindsay has some very new information. This is the first time it's been aired on the air. But, of course, it's really rather shocking, the information that Lindsay was told. So I'm going to let him tell you what he learned last time he talked to this gentleman, who is indeed part of the elite that rules the world. Thanks. Go ahead, Lindsay. Thanks very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you for the privilege of being on your show tonight. And as I said to you this afternoon when we talked on the phone, this is the first show I have ever given this information out on. We have had a multitude of calls to come to our toll-free service and have said, we haven't heard a thing from Lindsay Williams for 3 or 4 months. When is he going to tell us again what's happening? Well, the reason I had not been able to do anything is because the gentleman who over the past 35 years, one of the elitists of the world, had been quite ill. In fact, he had to go to the Lower 48, where he lives in Alaska, of course, and get some treatment for cancer. And I couldn't contact him. I finally, through one of his relatives, were able to contact him and found out that he is terminally ill. He is not expected to live long. And Dr. Stan, he has told me everything. Now, tonight, I'm going to give you exactly what the elitists are doing. The very latest of everything that I have gathered, there are going to be some very startling things here. So let me begin by saying, folks out in the listening audience, if you have any doubt in your mind whatsoever about the fact that there is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, may I say it as emphatically as I can, I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years. I was their chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. There positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, and by the providence of God, I have had the privilege of keeping in touch with a few of these people over the years. One of them is right on the verge of death. And these people have told me some things that are startling.
I think you hold that thought, but certainly we talked this afternoon. What Lindsay is about to tell you will be rather shocking, but I think it's important. I told Lindsay I wanted to tell you everything. No, don't hold anything back, because you're going to have to start making your preparations for some very difficult times. And we're not talking about the distant future. We're talking about in the very near time. We'll know where it's true within at least 6 months. Hang on to your hat. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, let me begin with one of the very first things. I'm going to cover these in subjects, and I'll take one subject at a time. First of all, I know that everybody is wanting to know, what do we watch? What can we depend on as signs that the elitists are doing today? Let me say, first of all, watch Russia and China. Please. Now, I'm going to pick some subjects here that you'll find very unusual tonight. Watch Russia and China. The elite control both of them. Someone asked me on a radio talk show back many months ago. They said, do the elite control Russia and China? I said, sure they do. They have their tentacles in every nation on the face of the earth. Can you imagine Walmart without anything made in China? Now, folks, we are going to have trade wars. All of these have already been planned. They have been in the works for a long time. They have known they were going to take place. We're going to have currency wars. Russia and China will be one of the major players in all of this. Watch it. Those two countries. Never mind the Middle East. I know, and I will get to the Middle East in a few minutes. But please, watch Russia and China. Here we go. China and Russia just signed an agreement a few weeks ago to boost energy cooperation. Moscow said it is ready to be the sole supplier of energy-hungry China. Now, this makes Russia China's Saudi Arabia, if I may put it that way. Russia already supplies most of the natural gas to Europe. But yet they say they're going to supply all of the crude oil and natural gas to China. Now, with this being the great new supply they're going to give, can you imagine what's going to happen whenever China can't get everything they want and Russia has to cut off much of Europe? The country could literally go cold. The Chinese, what will happen when all of this takes place? Now, in this agreement that Russia and China had, there was no dollar value given to the deal. That means they are not going to use the dollar. Russia is the world's biggest energy producer today. As of last year, Russia surpassed Saudi Arabia in the production of crude oil to the entire world. China is the world's largest energy user. Russia, the world's largest energy producer. China, the world's largest energy user. And
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Lindsay is talking to understand what's going to be happening. Watch Russia and China. They've recently signed new agreements by which Russia is going to supply the energy needs of China. Russia is the largest producer of oil and natural gas in the world. China is the largest consumer of oil and natural gas in the world. Europe is now dependent upon Russian natural gas and the shipments coming from Russia into Europe so that they can survive on natural gas. What people here in America don't understand, and you'll find this in a little pamphlet we wrote called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, is that the United States, certainly our foreign organizations, Asian Development Bank, and certainly the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, American banks, American corporations, we actually drill those oil and natural gas wells for Russia. And we drill them very, very deep so they could tap into this amazing amount of oil down there. We built up Russia's oil and natural gas capacity. Of course, it's the elite who really run our country. So we have created the best enemies money could buy. We've done everything we could to transfer our industrial potential, our military potential to communist China. We would have a very difficult time fighting a war today because we don't have an industrial base. It has been intentionally shifted up to China. And, of course, we've done everything we could to build up Russia. We've created the best enemies money could buy, which doesn't make any sense unless, of course, you understand there's an elite that runs the world. And everything is a mirage except for all the people who are going to die in the coming wars. But go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, my elitist friend, and, of course, Dr. Stan actually had the privilege of talking to one of the Mr. X's of my book, Energy Gone Crisis, back 5 years ago, I guess it was, before they forbade that I use their names anymore. So he knows who these people are, and they have verified that they are for real and are there. And back 2 years ago, this elitist who gives me all this information, who is now, of course, terminally ill, he had said to me, China is the big one. And at the time, 2 years ago, I had a difficult time understanding that. Now, of course, I'm asking you, never mind North and South Korea, never mind what's happening in Japan, never mind what takes place in the Middle East. You need to keep your eyes on Russia and China because they are going to be the up-and-coming stars that will determine even what's on the shelves of Walmart. Now, whenever these trade wars and other types of wars take place that we've got going right now between the America and these countries, we have some startling events that are going to take place. Our elected officials here in the United States have betrayed us. America's industry has moved to China. Now, in China, if I may use the expression, they'll work for pizza. I mean, for instance, Ford is investing $500 million with their new Chinese partner, Changyong Ford Mazda Automobile Limited, $500 million engine plant in China built by Ford, 400,000 engines annually. Ford is the 11th ranked auto producer in China. Ford sold 368,000 vehicles in China since 2003. Now, folks, keep your eyes on Russia and China. And if I could stress what I'm finding from these elite, this is the first place you need to look. Now, I'm going to change subjects very quickly tonight because these people have touched on a number of subjects. And the first one, I think you will see, is the most important. Next item. We are going to be facing a mortgage crisis in the United States of America that is going to startle everyone beyond belief. And I would like to tell you what the end result of this is going to be. You see, the only difference between the news media out there is they guess at what's going to happen in the future. By talking to these elitists and what they tell me, I know what's going to happen 6 months, a year, 2 years down the line, because they tell me what their plans are. You see, nothing ever happens by chance. Everything has happened by a design plan. And these elitists, the one who has been so willing to tell me all these things, they're letting me know what you can expect 6 months to a year down the line. We are going to face a mortgage crisis in the United States of America. You're going to hear these words, mortgage-backed securities. Now, this is MBS, they call it, commercial and residential mortgages. It is estimated that the commercial and residential mortgage market in the United States of America alone is as high as $45 trillion. That's almost mind-boggling. What they've done is they've taken the mortgages, let's say your house mortgage, and they sliced it and they diced it, and they put it together with a whole package of these mortgages, whether they be residential or commercial, and they have sold them. They've sold them to everything imaginable, from pension funds to mutual funds to banks to insurance companies. Now, this has been done since back in the 80s. All of this was planned and organized and started back in the 80s. Now, any, what they've basically done is they have bought, the different securities have been bought, and over the past years have been sold, and they were done, they were actually done illegally. You remember about a week or two ago, Bank of America, Chase, and a number of other banks and lending institutions said we're going to stop all foreclosures and all new mortgages being let out for a period of time. Then, just the first of this week, they started back again. The thing is, they are scared to death because they know that any repossessed house that you have bought in the past 3 years, you probably cannot get a clear title on it. Now, I hope that doesn't frighten too many of you who have bought these repossessed houses, but you're going to find in the very near future you do not have a clear title, and that house does not belong to you. Eventually, the government will have to bail out the mortgage industry, and the original bailout, so I am told, watch this now, because keep in mind where this is coming from, the original bailout on the part of the Treasury of the United States of America through the Federal Reserve is going to have to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 to $7 trillion. They'll have to be bailed out. Otherwise, all of your pension funds would fail. All of your mutual funds would crash. The banks couldn't keep their doors open. The insurance companies would not be able to pay their premiums. This thing is so serious. And this mortgage crisis, the elite know about it. They planned it many years ago. They knew approximately when it was going to happen. Now, when all of this is said and done, let me try to explain what the end result is going to be, because this is the part that is really scary. When all is said and done, and the government, through the Federal Reserve, has bailed out the lending institutions that have loaned the money on these mortgages, both commercial and residential, after it's all done, the elite will own every piece of mortgaged real estate in America. Now, I said that slowly because I know it's difficult for an average person to understand, but whenever they're bailed out, for instance, this individual told me 2 years ago, he said, "Chaplain, nearly everybody is going to be working for the government within 2 years." And he made a number of statements back in those days to me. And he says, "You will not recognize America within 2 years." He said also, "Within 2 years, you'll be so poor, you won't be able to do anything about it." That was back before Chrysler was bailed out and General Motors was bailed out and the banks were bailed out. Now they're going to have to bail out the entire mortgage industry to the tune of $2 to $7 trillion. And whenever they do, who will own all of these mortgages? The people who bailed them out. When they bail out the banks, they bailed out Fannie and Freddie, they're going to have to bail out all these institutions that have made these loans. And who will you make your house payment to? You will be making the house payment to the government, to the Federal Reserve. May I go a little bit further? You will actually be making your house payment to the elite of the world. This crisis is planned. It was planned back in the 80s. They used teaser loans. They used everything imaginable in order to get people into the position that they're in right now. And we are facing a crisis in the mortgage industry whereby the elite of the world will own, and I'll say it again because it's so important, and you're going to be dumbfounded at this 6 months to a year to 2 years from now when you see it happen. And you're going to look back to this show that you heard with Dr. Stan Monteith and Lindsay Williams, and you're going to say, "I couldn't quite comprehend this back then. It was such a big thing, I couldn't even understand it." But you will actually be making the payment on your house, your mortgage payment, you'll be making it to the elite of the world. And what will they get? All of the mortgaged land, the houses, the commercial real estate, what will the elite get it for? They didn't pay a penny for it. They got it through the Treasury of the United States of America by way of the Federal Reserve by creating a crisis whereby they could take over every single mortgage, and whenever they have done that, they're going to have you, me, everybody will literally be owned by the elite.
And of course, what they've done is through the fractional reserve banking system, they've created money out of nothing, basically, and then they've lent it to people and they bought homes, and then, of course, people will lose their homes. 100,000 people lost their homes last month, ladies and gentlemen, and I think that's just to be, you know, we've already lost probably 3 or 4 million people have already had foreclosures, and millions more are going to lose their homes. And certainly, the vast majority of people who have mortgages are underwater today, and it's only going to get worse. As the value of homes continues to fall in Japan, they fell up to 80 to 90%, and I think it's going to happen here. It's only a matter of time, but wait till you hear some of the more things that Lindsay's going to tell us. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, Lindsay, go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I am so startled over such things as this mortgage crisis. Because I have been...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1 ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
going to drop to $50 a barrel, and that the elite, who really controlled everything, wanted to lower the price of oil. And of course, the price did drop down to $150 a barrel. Anybody would like to see what Lindsay really told me at that time? I put it all down in a newsletter, the October 2008 newsletter. You can go to RadioLiberty.com and read exactly what Lindsay told me at that time, and the documentation on the things that he said. And so at least we have that recorded. So now, of course, Lindsay, when you last talked to Mr. X just within the last few days, what did he tell you was going to happen to the price of oil? Because, of course, people have to go back to 2008. As the price of oil was going up, it was having a profound impact on our economy. Certainly the price of airline tickets was going up. The price of everything in plastic, everything, certainly trucking, transportation, everything was going up because it was all intertwined with the price of oil. And then, of course, when the price of oil came down, why, of course, at least those industries didn't have all that problem. The airline industry is beginning to get back to the point where some of them are even making a profit. Other than Southwest Airlines, they've always done fairly well, because that's because they'd actually bought forward contracts and they weren't hurt by the run-up in the price of oil. But what is going to happen now? Oil went down to 50, and then it's gradually inched its way up to about $80 a barrel. But, of course, in many respects, why it hasn't gone up a great deal, because the value of the dollar has fallen. So if you look at the city as far as its international value, it's just about the same as it was at $50 a barrel. Now it's running about 80, 83, I think it was. But what is going to happen now, Lindsay?
This elitist said to me one day, he said, "Chaplain, I want to give you a sign." He said, "Watch crude oil prices and you will know the progression of the elite." In other words, how they are being able to bring under total control every facet of our lives. And he said, "Watch crude oil, because that's going to be the sign." Well, I'm watching it, and I want to tell you what's going to happen.
Well, what did he say was going to happen? Did he give you an idea what was going to happen to the price of oil?
Crude oil prices are going back to $150 to $200 a gallon, and gasoline at the gas pump, you're going to be paying $4 and $5 a gallon. You are going to see massive inflation. You may as well prepare for it right now. The quicker you set your house in order as far as what you're going to do when you have to pay that price for gasoline, you'll be the better off you will be. Airline fares, you've never seen anything. You think you don't get any service on the airlines now. Can you imagine what the truckers and the freight prices are going to be when it goes back to this price? Groceries, hardware, watch. He said to me, he said, "Within 2 years, you will be so poor, you will not be able to do anything about it." You are going to see an increase in crude oil prices. The crude oil prices are going to go up proportionately to the decline of the dollar. And I'm guesstimating from what I'm hearing between the lines from these elitists that you will probably see $4 to $5 a gallon at the gas pump within 6 months to a year's time. And instead of going down, the price of crude oil is going up very drastically, and the price has the start of this is right now.
But of course, I'm telling
you in advance.
But of course, this will devastate our economy. I mean, certainly we've had a recession now. Everybody says, "Oh, things are getting better, you know, just a matter of time." Well, it's not getting better. People are losing their homes. Unemployment's staying there. But of course, one of the things that you mentioned about the crisis in the Middle East, because if there's a crisis in the Middle East that cuts off oil supplies from Iran and from Saudi Arabia and the other countries, this could have a devastating effect on the price of oil. And what did Mr. X tell you about what's going to happen in the Middle East, and when is it going to happen?
Well, Dr. Stan, that is one of the subjects that's been covered, and I'm glad that you asked, because that fits right in with the oil pricing. Now, back about, oh, I think it was probably, 3 months ago, you called me on the phone one day and you said, "Lindsay, aren't we going to, is there a possibility we might have war with Iran or in the Middle East?" And at the time, I said, "Dr. Stan, we positively will not have war in the Middle East right now. It's not going to happen. Now, Dr. Stan, you remember also that 2 years ago I appeared on your show. We had our warships, our Navy, our Air Force. Everything was over there in the Persian Gulf. We were right ready. Talk show host all over the country. I myself, as a guest, was predicting that we might have a crisis with Iran. I was on the phone one day.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Lindsay, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, you know, I look at all of these statements that have been made, and I'm going to have to say to your listening audience, I can't take credit for any of this. It was only by the providence of God that I came to know these elitists many years ago, and I'm just an ordinary, everyday guy down here that puts on his britches just like you do every morning. I would have no way of knowing any of this except that they tell me. And the track record is 100%. Not for me, not my track record, but the track record of the elitists who have told me these things is 100%. It has never failed to happen in 35 years what these individuals have told me would take place. And I just merely go out there on radio shows and try to give it everywhere I can to warn people what's happening. So 2 years ago, Dr. Stan, I appeared on your show, and everybody was thinking we were going to have war with Iran immediately. And I was on the phone with this elitist friend of mine, and I said, are we going to have war with Iran? Talk show host asking me everywhere. He said, no, we positively are not going to have war with Iran for at least 2 years. Now, Dr. Stan, it has been right at 2 years. And he said there will be no war in the Middle East, or with Iran in particular, for a two-year period. Then 1 year ago, he said, Chaplain, there's not going to be any war with Iran or in the Middle East for a year to a year and a half. Some talk show host got a little angry at me because they were saying, oh, it's going to happen. I said, no, it's not. Not going to take place. Well, now it's time. Oh, I know. I wish I didn't have to say this. And 6 months ago, you and I were talking about this, Dr. Stan. It is time. We are within. Now, please, put this down. I've been saying no for a long, long time. The elite want a Middle East crisis within the next 4 to 5 months. I know this is...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Lindsay Williams this evening, and of course we've been talking to Lindsay, and you can go back and see the things that Lindsay told me. You can read my October 2008 newsletter. Probably want to lead my August, September, and October, because there were three series there on the oil deception, and just pointing out what was happening, how our economy was being devastated by the rising price of oil. And of course there's so many things that come from oil, like paint and chemicals and certainly plastics, things of that sort, dependent upon the rising price of oil. Well, of course, oil went back down again, but then the other question was raised, will there be a war in the Middle East? And everything pointed to a war with Iran several years ago, and it's been dragging on, and we've had two or three crises, and we've moved our carrier groups into that area, and then out of that area, and then into the area, and out of the area, and I've talked to Lindsay intermittently and said, ask Mr. X if there's going to be a war in Iran. And, of course, the answer was, no, it's not time yet. Well, 2 years has gone by, and Lindsay recently talked to Mr. X. And Mr. X said that there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East within 4 or 5 months. Now, is this going to be a war? Did he tell you what the crisis would be?
The way that this has been put is the elite want a Middle East crisis within 4 to 5 months. It's time. For the past 2 years, he's been saying, no, it's not time yet. It is time now. What it's going to be, whether it'll be with Israel, whether it'll be over the West Bank, whether it'll be with Iran, I hope it's not with Iran. But they want a crisis in the Middle East, and if Iran is involved, the Strait of Hormuz is involved. The Strait of Hormuz is where 40% of the oil for the world traveled up until the time that Russia became the number one producer this year. And whenever that is closed, this means that we won't have crude oil. You'll be hoping that you can even get it at the gas pump if you can pay $10 to $12 a gallon for it. I'm hoping that that Strait of Hormuz will not be closed by a conflict with Iran. I don't know what the conflict is going to be. All I know is that the elite are ready. It is time for a crisis in the Middle East. But let me stress something very emphatically right here. Don't pay so much attention to the crisis that will develop in the Middle East that you forget about the most important crisis of all, and that is Russia and China. Do not take your eyes off of Russia and China. You watch everything that goes on. Don't let anything distract you, because when China becomes mad at the United States of America and our securities are no longer good for them, and they cut off products to the United States of America, folks, you haven't seen such devastation as we're going to see, because we have moved all of our industry over there. So even though you see this develop in the Middle East, don't let that be your major focus. Get your eyes back on Russia and China again, because that's where the real action is going to take place. So.
I'd just like to make one comment about what's going on in the Middle East. And the American people really don't understand the significance of what's happened during the last 3 months. But Turkey, which has been traditionally aligned with the West, wanted to join NATO, allied with Israel and certainly with America. And within the last 3 months, it has changed its allegiance, and now it's identifying itself with radical Islam. They've changed the government over there. They purged the army, which was the stabilizing force there. And now, of course, Turkey is taking on a position of leadership for the radical Islamic movement, is beginning to organize all those countries, Kazakhstan and Kazakhstan and Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, I can't remember all the names of them, but all these Muslim countries there in the Middle East, and they are all shifting into this radical Islamic movement, and certainly many of them are aligning with Turkey, and it's almost as if we are reconstituting the Ottoman Empire, which of course was destroyed during the First World War. What Americans do not understand, and which Paul Williams has brought out very, very clearly, is that the change in the structure of the Turkish government came about because of the CIA. The CIA funded the man who funded the change in the structure of Turkey, and a man of radical Islamics living in the United States, brought here under the auspices of a CIA, funded with CIA drug money. We have actually shifted Turkey from being an ally of the West to an ally of the East, once again creating the best enemy money could buy. Now, of course, we have built up communist China. We've built up communist Russia in preparation for the coming conflicts. The average American finds it difficult why nobody in their right mind would build up enemies to kill our people. But if, see, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Dr. Stan, I've got four more subjects I want to at least touch on very quickly, so let me go. It's so important to the listening audience out there to know gold and silver. May I touch on this again?
You go right ahead. That's so important.
Yeah, the currency of the elite are gold and silver. I warned you 2 years ago, right here on Dr. Stan's program, the only place that you can be assured of sparing your assets from the destruction of the elite is gold and silver. I want to tell you again where it's going. You think it's high now. You think that gold, $1,350 an ounce, is high. You haven't seen anything. I want to assure you that gold and silver are going up. It's going up. It's going up. Let me say it again. And again, it is the only place where a person can spare their assets. Now, I must go quickly. I wish I had more time to talk on that subject, but I can't. I want to go to my next subject, insider trading. Folks, please look at this. This is very important. On the stock market, let me try to explain what insider trading is. You've got ordinary, everyday John Doe traders that trade on the stock market. Then you have got the CEOs and the corporate heads of corporations, and they trade on the stock market also. They are called insider trading. Insider trading is only done by very high-up, prominent people in corporations. I want to tell you what the insider trading has been lately. And, oh, my goodness, I wish, again, I had another 30 minutes to go into this one. On September the 13th through the 17th, insider trading was 400 to 1. In other words, there were 400 corporate heads or CEOs who were selling the stock in their companies compared to one person out there in the ordinary everyday world. Listen to this statistic. On October the 4th through the 8th, insider trading had jumped to 1,600 to 1. Do you understand what this means? This means that the corporate heads and the CEOs of companies are selling their stock at a massive rate because they know something that the average person out there in the world does not know. They're getting rid of their corporate stock because they know that the whole thing is fixing to crumble. I'll give you the statement of the elitist himself. He said by 2012, the dollar will be dead. One other subject that I need to cover real quickly here too, Dr. Stan, because I see time's getting long. This subject of devil's messiah. Now, you were fascinated by this when the gentleman gave it to me back 2 years ago. This subject continues to come up. And in my six DVDs, I cover this in about a 20-minute period. I'm going to touch on it very carefully. They are fulfilling the progression of their devil's messiah plan to the T. Everything is fitting in. I want to give you an example that happened just this weekend. Yavapai County in Arizona. There's a pastor there by the name of Pastor Posedley. They have just built a new church building, a small but modest church building. And Pastor Posedley went to the building and zoning recently in order to make sure that all of the paperwork and everything was completed. And in the course of building that church building, he had made quite good friends with one of the people on the building and zoning board who is a Christian gentleman. This gentleman said to him, he said, Pastor, I need to let you know about the county ordinance that has just put into being. Now, by the way, you'll find this also in Maricopa County, in Mesa. And my guess is that if I surveyed counties all over America, this same county ordinance has been put into effect. And it is a part of the devil's messiah plan of the elitist. And the ordinance is, he said to Pastor Posedley, if anybody, a neighbor, anybody, makes any complaint about your church, if they don't like the singing, if they don't like the way you dress, if they don't like your people, if they don't like something that you do, if there is any complaint made whatsoever to the building and zoning board about your church, even though you own that church, you've built that church, it's yours. The county now has an ordinance stating that if anybody makes a complaint, that they can come in, close the doors, padlock them, and that church is never allowed to hold a worship service in it again. Dr. Stan, this whole world situation is developing to the point for total takeover of the man of sin who will someday appear. You and I have read the scriptures. We know it says he'll be there. And they are putting every dot, every tittle, every little point is being put in place for this man of sin to fit into this world system. And when he does appear, now they couldn't get by with this right now. There'd be such an uproar about it. But when these things develop to that point where the elite have gotten everything where they want it, this man could actually come in and close down every single church in the United States of America that he does not like. This ordinance has just been put into counties all across America. I wish, again, I had time to go into this devil's messiah scenario, but you'll hear it on my six DVD set one other one.
Well, let's go one more. Why don't you just go ahead and get out your telephone number so people would know how to get your material, Lindsay?
Folks, I beg of you. I plead with you. I just finished today a disc. Just today. Now, this is not 6 months or a year ago. Today, a disc with all of this latest information on it, with in-depth, much more than what I have time to give on a one-hour program. Please, I beg of you, get my six DVD set, 8 hours of DVD viewing, and the disc that I made just today, the number, toll-free, 888-799-6111, or you can go right now, tonight, on prophecyclub.com on the Internet. Prophecy, prophecyclub.com, and you'll find all of this listed, or dial our toll-free number on tomorrow, 888-799-6111. I beg of you, you must hear about Homeland Security. What Janet Napolitano said last week in private to a very prominent Hispanic political activist, a very devout Christian lady, and Dr. Stan, if I dare to give this out on your program, I mentioned to you before that I wasn't quite so sure whether you even wanted me to give it out.
Well, I do want you to give it out. I think that we have to warn people whether they accept the warning or not. Certainly we've been warning people for a long time. We're moving into a crisis situation. But I really have a feeling of urgency. If they're talking about a major crisis in the Middle East within 4 to 5 months, of course it could be sooner than that. But of course, why don't you tell what Janet Napolitano, who used to be the governor of Arizona, now she's the in charge of Homeland Security in Washington, D.C., and apparently this woman was somebody she knew when she was in Arizona, she liked, and she wanted to share the warning. So what did she tell her?
Yes, Janet Napolitano, of course, was governor of the state of Arizona. When she was here, she had a very close friend. I have her name written on the piece of paper right here in front of me. I'm not going to give it out over the air unless Dr. Stan asks me to or gives me permission.
For her protection, I wouldn't mention it.
She is a very prominent Hispanic political activist, and she was offered a job by Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security head, when she went to Washington. And at the time, they were going to give her $170,000 per year, this individual, Hispanic. And she was to be a liaison between the Spanish community and Homeland Security and Janet Napolitano. When she went to Washington to accept her job, she was told by the President administration that she could not talk about abortion, even though she's a very devout Christian lady. This person here that I'm speaking of in the state of Arizona was given this job. She said, Janet said, you cannot talk about abortion. You cannot talk about homosexuality. You must agree with the administration of our president. And this lady said, even though you've offered me $170,000 a year, she said, I cannot sacrifice my Christian convictions. I'm going to have to turn the job down. And she turned it down. Well, last week, this individual was in Washington. She was there to attempt to get a grant for some of her Hispanic organizations here in the state of Arizona. When she was in Washington, Janet Napolitano heard that she was there. And she called her on the phone, and she said, I would like us to have dinner together. They did. Now, Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security today, she said to this individual, and I talked to her when she arrived. Back in Arizona, she and her husband, and this is what happened. Janet Napolitano said to this individual, she said, I am saying this to only a few of my very closest friends. Janet Napolitano now speaking to this person here in Phoenix, Arizona, said, I am only saying this to a very few of my very choicest friends. But she said, I am asking you to return back to Arizona. And immediately, get a six-month supply of food in your home. She said, you're going to need it. She said, I cannot tell you what's going to happen. She said, I cannot divulge any more to you. But she said, as a friend to a friend. Now, these ladies have known each other for years, even though their beliefs are as far apart as East is from West. But she said, go back home, and for the sake of your family, I'm telling you privately in confidence, go back and get 6 months' supply of food in your house immediately. Now, Dr. Stan, I don't know how to take that. She would not go any further. Janet Napolitano did not tell her anymore. She just barely said, that's all I can tell you. Now, folks, I'm saying to you, we are at a state in America where you positively, every person out there in the listening audience of Dr. Stan Monteith, you have got to listen to Dr. Stan every day. You listen to this program. You believe what he says. You read his newsletter. We are at a point where you must get my six DVDs and this CD that I just made is giving all of this so that you know exactly what's going to take place. Everything that is going to happen between now and the end of 2012, you can know what it's going to be, Dr. Stan.
Well, and then some of these things may begin to develop even before then. We're talking 4 to 6 months, and I think we're in for some difficult times after the elections. They're putting everything off. They're running the stock market down so the Republicans will take over, so that you're going to feel everything's going to be all right. But it's not, because they control the Republicans, too. Well, Lindsay, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Stan, my suggestion to everyone out there is set your spiritual house in order. If there's ever a time that...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
off the North Slope of Alaska. But we're not developing that. We've got more oil than they know what to do with. And that's one reason why they handle the situation down in the Gulf so poorly, because they want a justification for cutting back on oil production, or at least deep oil drilling, massive amounts of oil there. Of course, we could find the same pools of oil on shore, but they put every barrier in the way. If you take the oil that we have in the Bakken Reserve, B-A-C-C-A Reserve, up there in North Dakota and Montana, we got more oil than they have in Saudi Arabia. But they don't want the American people to know that. There is no problem. Of course, what we need to do if we wanted to save America would actually put our tariffs up, and certainly would pay a little bit more for our goods, but we would have jobs, we would have prosperity, we'd organize state banks, which would lend money. Right now, the six large banks, all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness, specifically restricting their loaning. Why? Because they want to precipitate this crisis. They want people to lose their homes. They want people to lose their jobs. This is what they've done time and time again. You need to get the book written in 1899, The Coming Battle, and it explains how the banks worked all during the 19th century, simply to time after time restricting loaning so that they could transfer the farms and the homes and the businesses of the hardworking Americans to them, so the rich would get richer and the poor would get poorer. The book, The Coming Battle, by Mr. Walther, available from Radio Liberty. You need my talk on the financial tsunami about 5 years ago, comes with a syllabus. You need my talk on the financial Armageddon about two and a half years ago, comes with a syllabus. You need to have this information. You need the talk on the planned police state. And, of course, the syllabus goes with that. There really are concentration camps in America. They're empty now, but, of course, they intend to fill them when the word is given. They have the ability to listen to every one of your telephone calls through Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Don't scoff at it. Go up on the Internet. It's not just your telephone calls. It's every telephone call in the entire world is monitored and gone over by a computer. And then if there's a question, gone over by a human. Every fax, every email. And it's not simply in America. It's in Europe. It's in Africa. I mean, suddenly they were listening to Osama bin Laden. They heard everything he was saying before the 9-1-1 attack. And, of course, they know that exactly what this was all about. In fact, Osama bin Laden was actually consulting with members of the CIA within just a few months of the 9-1-1 attack. He was in the American hospital in Dubai, and you can look this up on the Internet, getting his dialysis treatment and being working at that time or meeting at that time with a representative of the CIA within about 2 months of the 9-1-1 attack. Why would members of the CIA be meeting with the wicked Osama bin Laden, who had declared war on the United States? Or is it possible? Nothing as it appears to be. Well, you need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You probably ought to read or reread my three newsletters, August, September, and October of 2008. The Oil Deception. Even just looking at them now, they're really pretty good, even if I do say so. And then, of course, we hope if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, why I'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. I believe we're heading towards a crisis. If you need to lay in a supply of food or get a working water filter, get a supply of health products, if you'd like to get the DVD we have on sheltering in place, I mean, how would you prepare your home if there was going to be a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack? That DVD, Sheltering in Place, if you want information on food, water, health supplies, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're heading into a period of chaos and crisis. And, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains how this all ties together, why it's available, we recommend it, the book, the DVD. You need to understand what is really going on. And we'll be back in just a moment for the next hour here. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Grateful for a land so fair. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need reminders of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Servando Gonzalez. And we carry, actually, the DVD that Servando had done going into the background of the Council on Foreign Relations. But he's written a new book now based upon his experiences. And here's a man who'd actually lived in Cuba under the communist regime, was able to escape to America, and really has so much information. But his DVD, it's video actually, it's DVD, is called Treason in America, the Council on Foreign Relations. Servando, thank you so very much for being with us.
No, thanks to you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me here.
Well, certainly we think that your DVD on the Treason in America, the Council on Foreign Relations, is really one of the best things that we have available.
Thank
we do
you,
carry
thank
that.
You. And this book is a long story. About a year and a half ago, I began working on a book that was going to be about the CIA. And then I isolated myself in the desert in New Mexico, and then I was working hard and writing and researching, and then half through it, I realized that even though the book was going to be about the CIA, and the initial title was, I decided it was going to be Kiss Your CIA Goodbye, Why the Agency is Fading into Oblivion. And then half through it, I realized that even though the CIA had an important role in my study, the thing the scope was a lot wider than the CIA. And then I changed the title to Psychological Warfare and the New World Order, the Secret War Against the American People. And covers much of what I have idea. And the main thesis of the book is that the American people have been at war. Actually, when Obama was elected, a lot of people run to the gun store buying guns and ammo and preparing for the coming war. But they don't realize that the American people have been at war, I would say, since Wilson's times, and probably since 1898, when the main battleship was blown in the Havana Bay. But this is not a conventional war with guns and battle tanks and ships. This is a war in the people's mind. It's a psychological war, a psy war. And that is what the book is all about. And I think it's a very new idea, because this has a lot of dealing with the... Probably this is the most anti-CIA book ever written, and at the same time, the most pro-CIA book ever written, because I discovered that actually there are two CIA.
In other words, there's one that's loyal to America, and then there's the dark side of the CIA that everybody is doing the assassinations and the murders
for the
establishment.
You know that, because this is not new for you, but nobody has said this so clearly, because my book, I tried to make this very clear, and given a lot of examples. The book has more than 1,000 footnotes. It's very well documented,
Well, we read with the original copies of this. This was before it was actually printed. It was simply text form. And really, it's an excellent book. We'll be back in just a moment with Servando Gonzalez about this psychological war that's being waged against the minds of the American people. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Servando, you go right ahead.
Yeah, so I was telling you about this war that has been going on. And And that's interesting because just in my book, I mentioned that since the end of Nazi Germany, no people in the world have been subject to this psychological warfare attack of propaganda and lies and disinformation. And just recently, my son called my attention. He found an information that now is currently going on in Germany, in Berlin, in Germany, an expo or an exhibition about Nazi Germany. That is that was something unusual in Germany, but this is not a pro-Nazi exhibition. Actually, it's an exhibition that shows how the German people was subject to that barrage of disinformation and psychological manipulation. And this is exactly what is going on in America, because until before I began writing this book, I said, but how people are so fool. They are stupid. They don't see what is going on in front of their eyes. And now I realize, no, it's not that the American people they are fools or stupid. It's that they are under the influence of this evil manipulation. It's the whole media, TV, the mainstream press. Luckily, we have the Internet. That even though the Internet is the people who are behind of this psychological attack on the American people, they have tried to infiltrate the Internet, and to some extent they have done it, but the Internet they cannot fully control because of the inherent characteristic of the Internet.
Well, of course, they've done a lot of things in the past, you know, with individuals. Certainly there are psychological programs, you know, where they were trying to learn how to control people's minds through the use of drugs and through hypnosis and all the other techniques that were used, psychological conditioning. They've been running these psychological programs on unsuspecting people for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, and it's interesting because I'm a newcomer to this. I've been a listening to some of your very old radio programs, and also Mr. Griffin also. And you were telling these things, I don't know, 30 years ago, 25 years ago.
Well, of course, Ed and I have been at this for a long time. I first met Ed 48 years ago this December, and
when
he came to my home. So we've been friends for a long period of time.
But we need to alert the people.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're talking with Savandro Gonzalez about his new book, Psychological Warfare in the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People. Let me repeat the title, Psychological Warfare in the New World Order, The Secret War Against the American People, by Savandro Gonzalez. And certainly he's been working at this, and people have to understand that they use television all the time to condition your mind. They use the educational programs in our schools to condition the minds of our children. They do that in the colleges. In fact, one of the victims of a CIA program was a fellow named Ted Kaczynski. He was actually, I believe he went to Harvard. He entered a special educational trial program under the auspices of the CIA, where they destroyed everything he believed in, his sense of right and wrong. And after they'd dabbled with his mind for a year or so, they set him loose, and he ended up being known as the Unabomber. He was a product of a CIA mind control program.
That you mentioned it, yeah.
Most people don't even know that, but there's a book actually written about that. But of course, you're not going to hear this discussed on the Fox News, or certainly by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to tell you what's really going on. They're just going to give you all the pulp about how the Republicans are so much better than the Democrats, and yet they're all controlled and financed by the same people. It's a great scam, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Savannah, why don't you do you want to develop some of the ideas on the CIA site? You go right ahead and explain to our listeners what they're doing.
Yeah, the book is already available at Amazon and most of these bookstores online. Appeared 3 weeks ago, very recently. And also, to get more information about the book, you can go to the book's website, that is www.psywarnnwo.com, www.psywarnnwo.com. PsyWarAndNWO.com. So it's PsyWar and New World Order NWO. PsyWarAndNWO.com. And there's a lot of information, the table of contents. And I have studied several, the main two places where these, well, who are the people, who are our enemies, the people who are trying to destroy the American people. One of the conclusions that I write in my book is that America is a country betrayed by its ruling class. The American ruling class, they don't feel themselves as Americans anymore. They see themselves as internationalists, globalists. And paradoxically, the main problem that they have is Americans with the sense of freedom, the democracy, and they are out to destroy the United States of America and enslave its people. And who are these people? Well, they are Wall Street bankers, mostly, and international bankers, mostly the ones agglutinated at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. They are the oil magnates and all the oil corporations and the transnational corporations that now are controlling the states. So these are the true enemies. We don't need to go to Asia or to now to the Middle East to look for enemies. They are here. They are, the enemies are inside the gates. All these are just surrogates or distractions to in this Psywar. Now, the two main centers for this Psywar is created is the Tavistock Institute in London and the Stanford Research Institute in Stanford, California, here in the United States, plus the Hudson Institute and the RAND institution, the RAND Corporation. That's where they have psychologists and they have people, and I mentioned some of these cyborgs in my book, looking at the index, the war for eugenics psyop, the anti-Christian psyop that was created at the Stanford Research Institute. And then the gay movement PSYOP, the environmental PSYOP, the two-party PSYOP that you were mentioning. And this is very interesting because now we are close to having an election. I think it was Einstein, he's quoted as saying that doing the same again and again and expecting different results is a sign of insanity. And then a lot of people, they were upset with, they had reason to be very upset with Bush. And then they ran to vote for Obama. And very soon they discovered that Obama, I call him Bushama, that Obama is just the seamless continuation of George W. Bush. And Bush was a continuation, and Clinton and Bush, and probably we can go all the way to Woodrow Wilson. Now they people like Rush Limbaugh and the other guy Hannity and these people they are conditioning the people, brainwashing the people with the false idea that we have two parties. We don't have two parties. There is only one party, that is the Communist Fascist Party of the United States of America, and it's called I call it the Repocratic Party. It's a coin with two different sides. Something that was not probably in the conspirators, I call these people the conspirators, in the conspirators' plans, was the Tea Party movement. But they realized that the Tea Party movement was taking too much power, and they began infiltrating it with people of the Republican Party, and now Sarah Palin, to my disappointment and most people's disappointment, because at the beginning I saw her as something new, fresh, but she was not. and then she has infiltrated the Tea Party and bring into the so that she's playing the role of Judas goat, bringing the Tea Party to the Republican slaughterhouse, and this is really sad. So, but I hope that when now the Republicans elect a lot of new or old candidates in 2 years, the people who vote for the Republicans are going to realize that they have been duped. I hope so. The way that most people who vote for Obama now realize that they have been duped, that Obama is not the person that he claimed to be.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that there is a great awakening today. I've been at this, as I said, for 48 years, and I've never seen so many people upset, concerned, being willing to listen. We could get certainly a great response, emails coming in all the time. People from all over the, not only over our country, but all over the world are listening, are learning, are understanding. And I think in many respects there's far more understanding in other countries than here. But I do find that there's tremendous number of people, both left and right, both liberal and conservative, both Democrats and Republicans, all saying something's wrong. It has to do with the banks. It has to do with the people in charge. And we want to change.
It's surprising, but my only concern, Dr. Stan, is that this is mostly a book about intelligence and espionage. And I quote over and over a Chinese general who lived many years before Christ, who wrote a book called The Art of War.
On the Art of War, Sun Tzu, right.
And he mentions, Sun Tzu says, if you know your enemy, and you know yourself, you will win all the battles. But my main concern is that people don't know who the enemy is.
That's very true, but I think more and more are learning.
I know, but still we need to... I think this is the main thing that we should tell people. No, it's not the Republicans, it's not the Democrats. This is a book... Because what I don't like, you're going to go to a subject. You need to go full of it. And some people are criticizing some people, but they are scared, they fear, what is understandable. But I mention names. Here I mention names. At the end, in one of the appendices, I call a chronology of treason, and you see that behind every act of treason to the American people, you can find one or more members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I make a list and I mention the names. This is amazing. Do you know, Dr. Stan, this is I discovered, that the Council on Foreign Relations is probably the most treasonous organization in the United States. They have been actively working to destroy the Constitution, to destroy this country.
Well, certainly there's no question that is the case.
No question about it. Well, we have 124 high-rank members of the United States military. I'm talking about four-star generals, admirals, and very important people, including McChrystal and Petros, that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, don't forget Admiral Blair. Don't forget General James Jones, four-star Marine General.
Oh, and Colin Powell.
Sure.
124.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. You can read a great deal about the Council on Foreign Relations now. They've got websites. They put out all sorts of press releases. But before, about 12 years ago, you never heard of them because, of course, they didn't want you to know. When it became obvious that people were beginning to learn, they said, oh, well, there's nothing strange about us. We're just a think tank. Ladies and gentlemen, they're a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created. Doubt that. You need to get Professor Quigley's book. And that's Secret Subversive Organization runs our government today. Go right ahead, Servando.
Yeah.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Liberty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Savannah's been talking about, Sydney, one of the first organizations,
yeah,
intelligence organizations.
They created was the Anglo-American Institute of International Affairs with an office in New York and an office in London.
Right.
But just a few months later, they decided to break into two organizations. Once the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, now it's called the Chatham House, and the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. And the Council on Foreign Relations works like an intelligence agency. In fact, it is an intelligence agency. That is what it is. It has intelligence analysts, and they research, and they had infiltrated the They began first infiltrating the U.S. media, then infiltrated the two parties, then during the war, the State Department, and they now the U.S. government. I don't know. We're really spending too much money. We should eliminate the government in Washington and just leave the real government in the Council of Foreign Relations. That's where the real government is. So the rest is a cover. It's deception. It's deception. Obama is a puppet, and he cannot work without the teleprompter. And Bush was a puppet. In fact, if you remember this about 8 minutes when Bush was in that school in Florida, and an aide told him that a plane had crashed against one of the war towers, and he didn't know what to do because the puppet lines were probably not working at the time. Well, when Obama was giving a speech, and somebody told him about the shootings in Fort Hood, Texas. Well, exactly the same. He didn't know what to do. So they are puppets. These people don't have brains. They are puppets. They are totally controlled by these bankers. So we have two governments, one visible and one invisible. In fact, I call it Government A and Government B. Government B is now the true government of the United States, and that is why the politicians don't care anymore about our votes, because they know that we don't elect them. They are there because some people with a lot of money, the corporations, are the ones who elect them. They don't care about our votes. They don't care. And it's obvious that they don't care anymore. Now, I was telling about the creation of these two organizations, and then the Council of Foreign Relations keeping infiltrating the government, and then when during the Second World War, they suggested Russell to create the OSS, Office of Special Service, that was a civilian intelligence agency. But the OSS was an organization of Wall Street lawyers, including General Donovan. And researching now, I discover, to my surprise, that the OSS was actually a fifth column infiltrated into the Allies army, into the American army in Europe. And the true goal of the war, Americans get into the Second World War, was not to save the Jews or save Europe or nothing like that, was to save the Nazi leaders from the law, the Nazi criminals, was to allow the Nazi criminals to escape from Germany, and they did so with the help of the Vatican and the help of Perón, the president dictator of Argentina, and they created this escape route.
Well, you talk now about the Rat Line, Chris, which was established by the OSS, the CIA, and by MI6, and by the Vatican, and of course, about 10,000 of the most vicious Nazis were actually allowed to escape to South America, where they lived out their lives. We're talking about Martin Bormann. We're talking about Dr. Mengele, the Angel of Death. We're talking about Klaus Barbie. We're talking about so many of the people whose names Adolf Eichmann. They were all allowed to escape. Now, two of them were eventually apprehended. The other 9,000 or more, probably to at least 10,000, some people say 20 or 30,000, and we allowed them to escape. And people say, well, that couldn't have happened. Why would we have done that? We'll be back in a moment. Grateful for a land so fair. Stan. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, I think that an awful lot of people really do not understand that it was the American CIA, outgrowth of the OSS, that allowed the Nazi criminals, so many of them, to escape to South America in what's known as the RAT line, R-A-T. And fortunately, you've got the Internet. You can check out everything we say. And then, of course, the other group were brought to the United States under something known as Operation Paperclip. And certainly, as you know, if you are listening to our programs regularly, Jesse Ventura is running another series on conspiracy theory. And we just saw the first one. It was this last week. And it was all about Plum Island. And, of course, the part that they brought out, which I thought was significant, is the man who set up Plum Island, the scientist there, was a vicious Nazi war criminal brought to the United States and set up in Plum Island, where he was carrying out these terrible experiments, infecting ticks, with the idea the ticks then would infect people and they could spread disease. And, of course, that's where Lyme disease came from. And, of course, basically Lyme disease is far more than Borrelia. It involves all sorts of other infections that they put into the ticks, Brucella, mycoplasm, and basically we have an epidemic of millions of people, about 2 million people infected with Lyme disease in America today. And I believe this is all related to the fact that Plum Island is just across the inlet from Lyme, Connecticut, where the disease was first discovered. Actually, it was discovered on Long Island at Lyme, Connecticut, two places, both close to Plum Island, where this Nazi war criminal was placed by, of course, our intelligence agencies to carry out experiments to create a terrible diseases that infect over 2 million Americans today. And the average American has no idea. Well, of course, Jesse didn't bring out the whole story, but he brought out a great deal. And I think we should be really eternally grateful to Jesse Ventura for putting together these programs and helping to educate people all across America about the RAT line and about Operation Paperclip. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Servando Gonzalez. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Servando about his new book or about any of the things we're talking about the RAT line, about certainly the Operation Paperclip, about the formation of the Council on Foreign Relations as a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society and an outgrowth of the inquiry that it was Americans, a group that was at Versailles, but also working in conjunction with what was known as Milner's Kindergarten, which was the front group for the secret society. Under any circumstances, Servando has written a great book. Servando, would you like to get your telephone number and your website out for our listeners?
My website is the book's website is the www.cywarandnwo.com. And my personal website is www.servandogonzalez2z.org. There are many articles in Spanish and English there, and some that would be very surprising. Now, I wrote an article about the Cuban Missile Crisis a few days ago in Spanish, and to my surprise, it has gone viral. Now appears in hundreds of sites all around the world in less than 8 days.
Well, now tell me, what is your
question about the Cuban Missile Crisis?
What is your take on the Cuban Missile Crisis?
I wrote a book about the Cuban Missile Crisis. It is called "The Nuclear Deception: Nikita Khrushchev and the Cuban Missile Crisis." My take is that was all a hoax. There were never nuclear warheads in Cuba because Khrushchev was many things, most of them not very good, but he was not a fool. He was not a cook. So he never sent a nuclear warhead to Cuba. And most likely the missiles, I'm talking about the big missiles because they have the stand, the anti-aircraft, they was real, but the intermediate range nuclear missiles, nuclear capable missiles, were dummies.
You're one of the few people who's ever said that. I've always felt that it was. Absolutely right. It was a hoax. So many of the things that were happening were hoaxes.
And it's the only thing that explains why, when Nikita Khrushchev gave the order to take the missiles out of Cuba, the Soviet ships were there was a blockade around Cuba, an American blockade around Cuba. And the Russian ships were bringing the missiles out. Well, what you see in the decks of the ships were some big boxes. And why the American Navy did not intercept the Russian ships and inspected on site the missiles?
And
well, somebody here knew that there were no missiles in the boxes.
And basically, they had these big something under a big tarp, and they told us, "Oh, that's a Soviet missile."
Yes.
And then, we were told.
No, the most interesting thing is that according to all books about the Cuban Missile Crisis, in October 15, the U2 took the photographs. On 16, Dino Brugioni and other CIA photo analysts went to see. President Kennedy, and they showed the photographs that were the incontrovertible proof that there were missiles in Cuba. The U-2 photographs and later the low-flying voodoos and oil planes photographs, they are now in the Internet in high resolution. Well, I can give a Havana cigar to a person who find a missile there. There is nothing that resembles a missile.
And basically, they create our reality. It's sort of like, you know, recently we were told that Osama bin Laden announced there are going to be new terrorist attacks on America, and they show us a picture of Osama bin Laden. Doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and then they say, but the CIA has verified this message from Osama bin Laden. Well, our information has been dead for many years. So Mrs. Bhutto told Gordon Frost that on television. You can see that on my website. When Mrs. Bhutto was running for president of Pakistan, tells Gordon Frost, English commentator, Osama bin Laden's dead, and you never guess what happened within a few weeks. Why, somebody killed Mrs. Bhutto. I wonder who killed Mrs. Bhutto. Well, you know, certain things are not
supposed to. Let me finish with
this. Oh, go ahead. You go ahead.
Let me finish. So, about 10 years ago, there was this meeting in Cuba where all the liars from both sides meet there, and even a bunch of Russians out of job went there. And they, oh, no, there were not 20, no, there were 40, there were 80 missiles, and there were the nuclear warheads there, and even the Soviet officer inside in the field, they have total freedom to fire the nuclear missiles if they want. Wow, that is, you have to be totally crazy to do that. Now, there is an important thing. Nuclear warheads emit something that is called radiation. Well, I have read, I would say, not now because I stopped reading on the subject since I published my book, but I've read most of the information about the what has been published and the documents about the Cuban missile crisis. There is no mention about radiation in any of the books or documents about the Cuban Missile Crisis. Is that not suspicious, to say the least? Nobody detected radiation from these nuclear warheads.
Well, maybe these were non-radiating nuclear warheads. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they create our reality, and we believe it.
By the time the United States had the technology, they had some equipment in the Dardanelles Strait to check for nuclear radiation. Okay, radiation from Soviet nuclear submarines. Okay, and you see in the photograph the American plane flying just over the mast of the ships, but there is no mention to radiation. How come nuclear warheads without radiation? That is simply impossible. So, in my book I said until now, no proof has been provided that there were nuclear missiles in Cuba in 1962. And I don't think so. Because there is more. You have to read my book. There is more reason why, which I would never say, do that. But now going to the to psychological warfare. In Second World War, a true pattern, General Patton, he and his Third Army, they cut like a hot knife through Waterloo and through France, and then they were going ready to go to Berlin. And then when he asked ammo and gasoline, they say no, and they stopped him. Oh, because some German officers, in fact, had approached Patton and told him, if you go to Berlin, we are not going to oppose you, because they fear the Russians. And then when Patton asked for fuel and ammo, they cut him short. And Patton was, okay, and because Patton could not advance, these Germans retreat, and then we have this bloody battle of the Bulge.
Right.
Okay, and it's simply because of the almost a million casualties, American, in World War II, two-thirds were, of these casualties, were after they stopped Patton. Because Patton had the theory that the faster that you win the war, you save your life, your soldiers' lives, and even enemy lives. You have to go and win. But they didn't want MacArthur to win because...
They didn't want Patton to win.
Because they didn't want Patton to win the war. And then Donovan and his people were doing preparing the Central Europe for the Russian invasion to give Central Europe to Stalin. Now, Patton was so incensed that he smelled something fishy, and he told some friends that he was going to quit, not retire, quit. Quit, because he was independently wealthy, he didn't know the money, he didn't know the retirement, and then he was going to investigate and tell the American people what was really going on because he suspected treason. Well, they killed Patton. Now, there is that has been a rumor for many, many years that Patton had been assassinated, and there is a new book called Target Patton where everything is there.
Yes, we actually have to carry that book. Plus, we have the interview with the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill Patton. So we have that information.
Bazzata.
We have it there. Well, we've got Tom calling in from Santa Cruz. He's got a compliment for you, and then our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Tom, did you have a question?
Yes, I have a very complimentary. Statement for your guest. Kuban.
Okay, thank you.
It was great. This is a godsend to hear you, especially on Dr. Stan's show. He deserves super highly respect. And to have the Kuban music cut off. The Kuban music is the best in the world, and I think that's the original reason that they put Castro in there, because Castro got rid of Che, because Che was up and out of Bolivia up in the north, and that's where Barbie was, and, you know, the feared Nazi rat lines. But the whole thing is a fast-track game. And what happened, I was lucky enough to bump into a gorgeous Cuban woman, and she told me the truth. She said, my father was a doctor, and he ended up, all this confusion that happened when Batista was in, and all of a sudden Castro's in the hills, and Che's out someplace, and Che gets hit, so we got to worry about him, and Castro, all of a sudden, everything went crazy, and so you got to pick your sides. If your country riots, which you don't want to happen. But in your country, I think it was because of the music.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate that.
Thank you. I fully agree. I'm a sort of musician myself. My son, we escaped from Cuba when he was just five. We managed to escape and ended up in Switzerland. We lived for about a year in Zurich before coming to the States. And he's a musician, and he loves Cuban music, and I play the conga drums a little, so you are absolutely right. Now, about Castro, the thing is a lot more complicated. Please read my book, because in my book there is a whole chapter, probably the longest in the book, about the Bogotas. The Bogotas riots erupted in Bogota, Colombia in 1948, and that coincided with the there was a meeting of the organization, not American State. In fact, it was created an organization of leaders of Latin America. And General Marshall was there. He was at the time the Secretary of State. And then a Colombian leader, Gaitan, Jorge Eliezer Gaitan, was assassinated. And then some violent riots erupted. And in a few hours, they destroyed the whole center of the city. Thousands of people were killed. But interesting, Fidel Castro was there. And some people have written about Castro participation, but most of it is a lie. In my book, I explain that the first, because the CIA was created in July 26, 1947, and everybody mentions in 53, when they overthrew Mossadegh in Iran, 54, when they overthrew Arbenz in Guatemala. But the first CIA operation was the Bogotas. And it was a Hegelian type of sidewar, you know, thesis, antithesis, synthesis, where the antithesis was a false flag operation. Castro, the role of Castro there, he went there, he had been recruited a few months before in Havana, and the meeting happened in the house of Mario Lasso. Mario Lasso was an American-educated Cuban lawyer. He was in charge of most of the American, represented most of the American business in Cuba, and he was recruited there, and there were people there of the OSS, of the recently created CIA. And then he went to Bogota as an agent provocateur.
And what you're basically saying that is that Fidel Castro was a CIA agent from the very beginning.
Yeah, well. At the beginning, he was recruited by the CIA. But he was successful, and he's no fool. And my theory is that just a few years later, he began dealing directly with the people who created the CIA, the Rockefellers.
And that would explain why the Central Intelligence Agency and the American State Department brought Fidel Castro to power.
Absolutely.
That would explain why David Rockefeller's daughters, at least according to David Rockefeller, if you read his memoirs, he will tell you his daughters just love Fidel, and one of them goes down regularly to meet with Fidel. That would explain why Fidel Castro would come up to meet with David Rockefeller.
And he spoke at the Council of Foreign Relations, not once but twice, but there is nothing about that on the American media, on the American mainstream media. They kept secret. So he has always been. But it's interesting. It's interesting because he went there as an agent provocateur, and he played exactly the same role in 9/11. 6 months before 9/11, Castro began inviting radical Muslim leaders to Havana. And 3 months before 9/11, he visited six Muslim countries, inciting the American imperialism is on his knees, the American king is on his knees, this is the moment to attack. And I made in my book there are three appendices. And the third one is false flag operations, Bogotazo and 9/11. And I made a comparison, and they fit exactly the same elements. And even Castro playing the same role as an agent provocateur.
And ladies and gentlemen, what you do is you create the best enemies that you can buy. And it's just as we saw, for instance, with the Irish Republican Army that's bombing London and killing all the British people. The people who are running the Irish Republican Army are members of the British intelligence.
But just understand, all these people, the ETA, the Irish, this guy was called the Carlos, the Jackal, these people were trained in Cuba.
Hold that, we'll be back all in just a moment. Just a moment. Go right ahead, Savannah. No, I'd never heard that Carlos was trained in Cuba.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be at all surprised if
the ETA, the ETA.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
People who really understands that this whole thing with Fidel Castro has been as phony as a $3 bill. We have created him, we put him in power, we kept him in power, and he's there. David Rockefeller's daughters are going down to visit the Fidel, according to David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. Fidel is coming up to visit David Rockefeller. Fidel Castro is coming up to talk before the Council on Foreign Relations. What's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen? What's wrong with it is we've created the best enemies money could buy. You have to have an enemy if you want to rally the people behind the king or behind the prince. That's what Machiavelli wrote in his book, The Prince, and that's what it's all about. And once you understand it, so much of what's going on, this is why, of course, we gave so much money and did everything we could to establish Bolshevism in Russia and finance Bolshevism until then. Of course, the Bolshevik regime never collapsed. It was all this fraud so we could justify pouring more money in to drilling their oil wells and their natural gas wells, creating the best enemy money could buy for the coming Third World War. And it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a matter of if, but when. And I fear that there may very well be a major crisis in the Middle East in the very near future, if what Lindsay Williams tells us is correct. And he's been doing pretty well in the past. He's talking about a major crisis in the Middle East in 4 to 6 months, within 4 to 6 months. Keep your fingers crossed, make your preparations, but not only fiscally, and certainly you want to have your food, your water, your medical supplies, your security, but spiritually as well. Because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You probably want to get Cervando's excellent DVD, Terrorism in America, the Council on Foreign Relations. Terrorism in America, the Council on Foreign Relations by Cervando Gonzalez. Then, of course, we have so many other things. You need to go to our website and look at all the books and DVDs we have. We actually are carrying the excellent book, Scarlet and the Beast, Volume 1. It's been selling on Amazon until recently for $175. We have it for less than a third of that. It's over 700 pages hardback, going into the background of the Masonic influence in the United States and throughout the world. And then we have Fire in the Minds of Men by James H. Billington, the story of the secret societies and the Illuminati, written by the Librarian of Congress. Fascinating book, and they've done everything they could to make it difficult for us to bring it to you. But we have it now. You certainly would want to get our four CD set on the secret government and hear the interview with Professor Quigley and to my interview with Norman Dodd. You want to get our four tape set on, or four CD set on the secret government, or get the secret government special. Understand that there really are secret societies out there. And the last thing that the people who control the media want you to know is that this is true. Because the media in America is controlled. And once you understand that, once you understand your mind has been manipulated, it's time that you break loose and begin to think independently. So our number, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You need to get my talk on the planned police state and the syllabus goes with it. My talk on planned population reduction, or None Dare Call It Genocide, or Population Control. They're three different talks, but they all have the same underlying theme. They want to kill off most of the people in the world. We have a great four tapes out on population control. You get my monograph, The Population Control Agenda, up on the Internet at radioliberty.com, or it's available in our syllabus, Sustainable Development Syllabus, or you can just pull it down off the Internet. The Population Control Agenda. You need to get the information how they're destroying the lives of our children, the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. They're destroying the lives of our children. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 20 October 2010. Thank you so very much for joining us today and caring about your world. One day at a time, one act at a time. That's right. Thank you so very much. We are so pleased to have you. Man, it's dark in the mornings, isn't it? Yeah, back to that time again. But we made it through this year, and we are so pleased. And we're so pleased that you can join what part of the 3 hours that you can dedicate to listening to the Power Hour today. While you're doing whatever you're doing, or while you are getting the kids ready for children ready for school, fixing breakfast, whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us. I think you'll be entertained today, and I think you're going to be inspired today. In the second and third hour, we're going to have a kind of a unique program based on liberty, and it's it evolves around those that have lost it or have gained liberty. The title is Pursuing Liberty at pursuingliberty.com. Corey Emerson and Rick Lindstrom will talk to us about the countries around the world that have lost their liberty and what we need to do to preserve ours. They call themselves sort of like freedom freaks, and I think this will be interesting. What needs to happen? In other worlds, the news today is that Asian markets were down yesterday. Nikkei was down. Hang Seng was down. European markets up. The U.S. stock market yesterday closed down about 160 points. And if you haven't heard what gold dropped, whoa, $40 in one day. That's right. Big time drop in gold yesterday. Well, that's the way it happens, though. We told you that. Remember I said, don't get nervous if it starts to go down again because it went up too fast. What goes up goes down, but it just went up way too fast. And even I think some of the people disagreed with me, said, no, it's not going back down again. Well, that's not that much, 40, but it did go down a little bit yesterday. Don't ask, don't tell. You want to bring some chaos into the military? I can't think of a better way than to do it like this. We'll talk about Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and some of the responses by some of the veterans. They're just going to, like, stand aside and watch the fight begin. Doing this in an almost overnight or overday time period, and then just saying, nope, never mind, I'm going to reverse everything. What are they thinking? I mean, it's not a moral, I'm not talking about the moral issue. I'm talking about the, let's think, what would that be, the psychological, the spiritual, the mental, physical situation of these people. And did you hear about the Tennessee post office where there were two women murdered? Well, I've got a bit of a take on this situation, which I haven't heard talked about, but I sure would like to hear someone address. Also, shots were fired at the Pentagon yesterday. That went on.